All right, good afternoon. We had, I think yesterday's game, I thought there were some things that we did well. Obviously not enough. We're not into moral victories around here. And we got to keep pushing, keep grinding to get over the hump. it's all part of the getting them to understand that the things we have to do to win the football game. So we'll just keep going and going from here, keep fighting, keep studying, preparing. The team works great every day, and now we just got to get some wins. So questions.
Mike, there's a report out there that Phil Loadhold is going to be out for the year with the pectoral. Can you confirm that and what his situation is?
Yeah, he's going to have surgery probably Friday.
The loss is that losing a guy like Phil, especially in the running game.
Well, Phil, I think Phil is a great person. He's very conscientious, works hard. He's got a great heart, and so that's just part of football when those things. But he's obviously we'll miss him, but we're not gonna let it hold us back from what we're trying to get done.
I don't like to use injuries as excuses, but how trying has it been this year on offense? I mean, Castle, Peterson, Fusco, Rudolph, Loadhold, that's half the starting offense to start the season.
Everybody has injuries, it's just the way it goes. That's how things happen, and you just got to keep playing.
Is it a muscle or a tendon? I'm not a doctor, but I understand the difference between those two things.
It's a pectoral tear. Whatever that is. So I don't know if that's a tendon or a muscle. Either. My what was it, class? Kinesiology wasn't as good at Illinois State. Or I should say that. I'm sure the class was great at Illinois State, but I wasn't a very good student.
At this point, do you see Mike Harris as your right tackle at this point?
Probably. We'll see how we're talking about all those things now.
Do you like your defense and the personality that's established in terms of playing hard for an entire game like yesterday and deep into the season? Do you like that spirit that they seem to have about not quitting and not giving up?
I think my expectations would really drop if that's all I was looking for. It's part of our job to play hard and play fast and physical and but my expectations are way higher than just playing hard.
Mike, Matt Khalil talked to us today just kind of about the frustration that he was feeling on Saturday after the game with the fan and things like that. Do you sense him pressing, or do you see some disappointment in him? And, I mean, how do you evaluate how he played after that and then how he kind of conducted himself afterward?
Well, I think that all of us, we put a lot into playing every week, going out here and practicing and working real hard and then pouring our heart and soul into games on Sunday, and everybody's in an emotional state and disappointed. And so, he was wrong in what he did. We appreciate 99.9% of the fans. They're great for us, and he should have conducted himself in a better manner. And it's a good lesson for all of us. I know that in the past, I haven't, there's been times I've been upset with people too. But they pay money to go watch us play and watch us perform, and so they have a right to express their opinion. We just have to keep our composure and not let things get out of hand, I think.
Sunday was a step back for him. You had mentioned he's kind of been progressing the past month or so. Do you think Sunday's game was a step back?
Well, the biggest thing for him was the penalties this week. I thought, the one face mask he had was the guy kind of dipped inside and his hand got sloppy, and he grabbed the face mask. The one holding penalty on the first run in the second half, probably could have gone either way. And so But you know, penalties are killing us, and we can't have penalties, and we gotta, you know, continue to understand that. I know that he's fighting all the time to do the best job he can.
Do you worry about his confidence, and is there a way to jumpstart that?
I don't know. You know, I heard that he had mentioned about the confidence thing. You know, that's got a lot to do with him. We can try and build his confidence, but you got to go out and play good. You know, it's that's part of it. Is that's how you get confident. You play good, really. I mean, you see teams that have that kind of swagger because they're playing good. They have confidence. They have belief in what they can do. So, you know, a lot of that's going to be up to him. You know, I mean. Go ahead.
A lot of passes that soared in the first half. Was there something mechanically he was doing wrong?
Well, he wasn't as accurate in this ball game as he normally is, and I think he might have been getting under dropping the ball down a little bit too much, and the ball was sailing on him. But he needs to be more accurate as well.
Is Austin Wentworth the guy that you would maybe consider a right tackle? I know we saw some there in training camp, and I know you guys have a close to his guard.
Yeah, I mean, we've been practicing there as well. Excuse me?
Your expectation to bring somebody in, though, to help out with the offensive line, whether it's starting or just for depth?
Well, we're continuing looking. We haven't said we're for sure going to do this or for sure going to do that yet, but we're going to continue to look.
Xavier Rhodes, perhaps some of his aggressiveness that he had against some really good receivers.
I think Xavier continues. You know, when Xavier plays with proper technique and he continues to play well, I know he doesn't have a lot of interceptions, but like I've said before, for us, there's a lot to do with contested catches, and if you're on the guy, and you know, if your guy's not catching the ball, that's a big plus too. And so, he had a big play on third and one. He contested a lot of, a third and seven. They threw the ball down the sideline on him. Kid made a great catch, but he was out of bounds. And then, they did hit a slant on him once, but he was all over the guy and didn't get the ball out. I'm pleased with his progress and where he's going, and you know he studies really hard. He's still a young guy in the development of where I think his football career can go. But it's nice to have a guy that you can say, hey, you got this guy, and let's go.
You see him starting to figure out that line where he can be aggressive, but also not suffer some of those defensive pass interference calls that he got.
Yeah, and we continue work with him on that. You know, a lot of it times is, you know, an open hand is a closed hand, and we've talked to him quite a bit about that. As I was saying before, the penalties, obviously we don't want to have those, but, some guys probably aren't close enough to get penalties. At least, we're on guys and we're on top of them. We're fighting them and competing against them so he's doing better there. But when his technique's good, he's pretty good.
Has Matt Asiata gone through the concussion protocol?
He is.
Okay. And how do you think Joe Banyard did yesterday? I know he picked up the snaps from Matt.
Yeah, I thought he did some good things. He, his yards after contact was good. Had some good runs. Had a good run on the one third down. Caught the ball, a couple times. Ball was not exactly in the right place and made catches and continued to help keep drives alive.
What is your update on Jerome Felton? He only played 5 snaps yesterday. Obviously, he's regarded as a very good fullback. Is it just Norv's offense not conducive to that, or not having Peterson has changed his role? What's kind of the update?
Some of the personnel groupings that we get into, some of them are dictated by what the defense is doing and what we feel like are good plays at that time. It's really no indication of Jerome, what he's done. You go through the course of the game. Defensively, there were some guys I wanted to get in the ball game that I didn't get in just because of the way the game's going, the way things are happening. It's just a week-to-week proposition. Maybe he'll get 28 next week. Who knows?
Charles Johnson got the start and ended up playing quite a bit of the game. Did, Was Cordero limited before his injury?
No, I don't think so.
So he only ended up playing about 32 of the snaps. It was only the injury that limited him in terms of his playing time?
What is it that when Teddy's not great and he's a rookie, what is it about him that makes you feel so good about him, even when he might be struggling?
Well, I think the things that I see every day in practice, you know, that most people aren't privy to. I think his composure and the way that he adjusts during the course of the ball game. You know, he's had a couple slow starts, but seems to, when he has a better feel for what the defense is doing, how he adjusts and how he continues to go. And maybe the biggest thing is when the game's on the line, he seems to make a lot of plays.
Start with a no huddle on him to get him in rhythm early?
You know, and that's possibility, you know. What I don't want to do is go to no huddle when we're playing Aaron Rodgers and we get three incomplete passes and 13 seconds run off the clock. So I think each game is different. And, you know, I think the tempo that we're changing up the tempo throughout different times of the game helps him as well. So it doesn't necessarily have to be completely no huddle but I think the tempo change has helped him, yes.
I think the biggest thing is for the sort of camaraderie that Teddy seems to have developed in short order with Charles Johnson.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him about his camaraderie. I think he just tries to find guys that are open and throw it to him. I think he's good with Jennings. I think he's good with Rudolph and Chase Ford and Cordero. I mean, I don't know.
Pretty good route runner at this young point in his career.
I still think he's a young receiver that is getting better. You know, he's been here 6 or 7 weeks now and hasn't been through anything. So, the fortunate for him was he was in the system before this, so he's got a little bit more of a understanding of how to do things. So,
how do you think Shamar did for Sharif?
I thought he did well. You know, he's got to continue to develop as a pass rusher, but he's doing a lot of really good things for a young player. Always has been. Good effort, good at the point of attack, good at understanding things. He played two positions. He played the three technique and the nose tackle this week, so continues to get better. And he keeps getting more reps.
Thinking now with the shipment in from England to be practicing outside this week?
Well, everything depends on the day, but yeah, we're prepared to go outside. And if it's windy like it is today, we won't go out. But if we can get out, we'll get out.
Would he be a possibility ready to go, or does he still have a ways to develop till he's well?
Possibility. I mean, we're looking at him every day, and so we'll see.
Coach, you talk a lot about getting this team where you want it to be. Even in the losses, do you sense that this team is buying in, is trending in a positive direction?
Well, you always have positives and then negatives. I think I do think they're developing a lot of the mindset, the way we work in the weight room, the things intangible things. A lot of you don't see because of, you know, we're on time. We're not. I mean, we act like professionals in a lot of different ways, and we needed to show up more on Sundays with wins, and that's really where we're at. But I don't have a problem with the football team and the way they do things. It's just we just need to win.
Thanksgiving week here, what are you most thankful for in terms of this organization or your role or being a head coach?
That's a pretty deep question. I don't know. I haven't really thought about it. You know, I've been so involved in working. I mean, you know, I'm thankful for the for the guys I get to work with every single day. I'm thankful for the for my family and coaches that we have. I'd be more thankful with some wins.
When you look back, Rodgers' one-yard touchdown, he was wide open in the corner of the end zone. What happened there as far as just the breakdown that happened?
Well, we made a mistake. Two guys covered one. But to me, it was very impressive. He's rolling out to his right. The play was designed to go to his right. The route was designed to go to his right. And for him to be able to see the guy standing in the far corner of the end zone, he's pretty good vision and a heck of a throw off of the way he threw it, too. So,
when linebackers kind of work on those crossing routes, possibly.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be a linebacker that messed up.
Okay.
But somebody made a mistake, yeah.
Two more?
Was that the longest one-yard touchdown pass you've ever seen?
It's pretty long.
I think some of the Green Bay guys calculated, and they said it was almost 40 yards that he threw it.
Yeah, he threw good. He's a good player now. The guy is a tremendous challenge each time you play him, and they've got some great offensive weapons, and I have a lot of respect for what he does every day on the field, every time I've seen him anyway.
About the team, that it's not okay to lose. And I think that you said you're happy with how the team is going. When some of these losses pile up, do you now as a coach look differently about how they handle losses and how they conduct themselves going forward? Do you kind of shift a mindset on, I see more out of this player now, how he handles this?
Well, yes, and I think there was a situation earlier this year that we got beat, and there was some joking going on afterwards, and I put a stop to it pretty quickly. And so I think that's part of it, is learning about what I expect and what I want to do and where I want to go from here. And so, they're taking the losses hard. I mean, I don't know if that's really what the questions you're asking, but.
Try to get to the playoffs, and when you see some of your goals slipping away, how do you evaluate your players on how they conduct themselves more? Are you harder on them to see how, if they can handle losses with dignity and improve, as easy it is to be on a roll, is basically.
Yeah, well, I've said this many, many times. The teams that I admire the most are the same teams each week. Whether they win by 50 or they lose by 50, they're the same team. They come back the next week and they get going to work. And there's a few of them in this league that are like that. And that's my goal, is to get to that point where what happened the week before is done with and you move on about your business and you go. I think that's how you stop from being a yo-yo or a roller coaster football team, is you focus on the task at hand and keep going forward that way. Okay, thank you.